Hey, welcome back. This is the RX for Confidence podcast, and I'm your girl. I'm your host, Tamika. What's going on? Hope you're doing well. I'm doing pretty good myself. Thank you for joining me, as always. Thank you for listening, tuning in, supporting, sharing. That's how I get the message across, by you guys sharing and also giving me your feedback, which really helps with the show. Lets me know things you like, things you don't like, and I just like hearing your opinions. So it's pretty cool. So welcome back and thank you again. So yeah, man, this week I'm talking about celibacy. I'm talking about my celibacy journey. I'm coming up on 7 years of celibacy. Yeah, man. It's been good to me. And I know a lot of people are probably thinking like, girl, 7 years, wow, I couldn't do that. Woo. Well, let me tell you something. I feel so fucking sexy. Okay? I've never felt more sexy in my life. I feel more sexy keeping my legs closed than I've ever felt laying on my back. Facts. And listen. Sex is one of those topics, you know. We could talk about it forever. But my experience with sex was just not... I wasn't having sex for the sake of having sex. I wasn't having... Because I was just so horny. Like, I'm just this horny toad that just needed it and couldn't live without it. My mission with sex was something totally different. And, I wasn't having sex for pleasure. I can't say that my sexual experience has been full of pleasure. It hasn't. I always had there was a purpose for my sex, or having sex. It was a purpose behind it, and it stemmed from, first of all, I suffered from low self-esteem. Anyone who's been listening to the show, anyone who's ever been on my TikTok, anyone who's ever just listened to anything I say, that know I've suffered from low self-esteem for many years of my life. Okay, so a lot of my decisions, a lot of my decision-making, my choices, things that I would do stemmed from low self-esteem. It stemmed from a lower part of me that didn't feel worthy. Okay, I felt the only thing valuable that I had was in between my legs. I didn't feel any other part of me was valuable. I didn't feel like any other part of me would be liked or loved. First of all, I didn't feel pretty. I didn't think I was pretty. So I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to attract nobody with my looks. Okay, I wasn't super smart. I wasn't a scholar student. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to attract anyone with my academics or my intelligence. I'm not saying I was stupid or anything, but you know, I wasn't exceptional. I didn't have money. You know, I wasn't rocking the latest labels and luxury this, and you know, driving a dope ass car, living in a dope ass house. You know, so I wasn't gonna attract anyone with my money or finances or whatever, or things that are my possessions. So I felt the only thing that I really had that I had was my vagina. Okay, first of all, the simple fact that I'm trying to attract a man, period, with anything other than just being my fucking self, is ludicrous. Okay, but see, I didn't know that. I didn't know that all I had to do was be myself and men would like me or be attracted to me or whatever. I didn't have to lay on my back. And if I did, if that was the expectation of a man, didn't have to. But it was like, in my head, I felt like I had to do that in order to gain the man. Well, guess what? I did gain the man. He would call me. He would. Men would call me. Men would come visit me. Men would take me to dinner every now and then. But I was also having sex with them. When I stopped having sex with them, they stopped calling. Or if I wanted to take things further than just sex, they left. They were gone. And for a very long time, I couldn't figure out why. I'm like, man, I'm having sex with them. I'm nice. I'm this. I'm that. I'm funny. I'm all these things. But as soon as I cut the sex off or say I want more or have a disagreement, they leave. So I'm going to be truthful and honest and vulnerable in this podcast. It is what it is. It's my story. Men never liked me. Period. Any man I ever dealt with didn't like me. They liked what I was giving them that was in between my legs. Or other things that I would do sexually. They liked that. Men didn't like me. Men did the bare minimum. Okay? Like I said, I might get dinner. That's it. Other than that, you know. And if I'm not opening my legs, they're gone. So men never liked me. And being celibate and having time to have clarity and thinking about things, reflecting my choices, my self-esteem, you know, celibacy led me to this clarity. They never liked me. And it's a realization that, yes, hurt in the beginning. But, you know, now that I have come to this truth, I mean, I know why they didn't like me. Who would like me when I didn't even like myself? I didn't like myself. Bottom line, I didn't like myself. I didn't value myself. I didn't respect myself. I didn't love myself. And so that is what I received back. See, liking and loving and really valuing who you are. Valuing. You're valuable. You don't let nobody just treat you any kind of way, touch you any kind of way, speak to you any kind of way. You are a valuable. Just like a material possession, people who are crazy about their material possessions that they seek and that they see very highly valuable. They don't let nobody fuck with that. You come over their house, they got white carpet. Hey, take your shoes off. Don't put your dirty ass shoes on my carpet. Do you know how much I pay for that carpet? Do you know that's fucking Egyptian, Persian material you about to plant your feet on? Don't put your funky shoes on my carpet. It's valuable. I didn't perceive myself as someone who brought value, who is valuable. So I let people treat me any kind of way. And what do people do? That's what people do when they don't value shit. When they don't see any, saying value, they don't see any value in it. What it's on the ground, it gets ran over, it gets stepped on, it's like whatever. That doesn't mean anything. So I didn't mean anything to to the men that I was laying with, but yet I was laying with them, thinking, hoping, wishing that they would like me and love me and care about me. No, ma'am. Sex is deep. It's not just something. I mean, yeah, you can go out here. Go out here. Go out here. Have fun. Whatever. Have fun. Do your thing. Have your flings. Being celibate, having a child and being celibate has changed my total perception on sex and giving my body to someone. It just totally changed my perception. Now, will I ever have sex again? I mean, I'm sure I will. I'm sure I will have sex again one day. It's going to be totally different this time, though, because first of all, I've matured so much. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know who I am. So whomever I choose will be someone of a high esteem. I'm highly esteemed. And also, I just will know what it is. Now, will I go out here and have sex with someone just for pure pleasure and knowing that it ain't going nowhere? I know that this ain't going nowhere. I'm very conscious of that now. I'm not using sex as a way to someone's heart. It don't work. It's never worked. I'm very aware now. So, to women out here who are trying to feel validated through their vaginas, I'm letting you know that is a failing path. That's a failing path to take. If you feel the need to feel validated, the only way you feel validated by a man is through your vagina. Quit having sex with him. And he will show you just how valuable you are to him. He will show you just how important you are to him. You're already validated. You don't need the words or the actions of a man to feel validated. When you get words and actions of validation from a man, it's because he's just confirming what you already are. When men compliment me now, it doesn't go to my head. I say thank you. But I already know. I've had plenty of self-talk conversations with myself throughout the years. I've had plenty of therapy sessions and self-esteem coaching, and I follow some dope ass women on Facebook that has taught me things over the years. So I'm in a place of knowing that I'm fucking awesome. And first of all, I've been awesome. And that's what you got to do, ladies. You got to lift yourself up, talk your shit about you. I talk my shit about myself every fucking day. I be like, God damn, I am a bad motherfucker. Look at me. Who wouldn't like me? Of course you like me. Of course you like me. Like, this is what I say in my head. I'm not being egotistical or conceited or whatever. No. I lift me up. I'm pumped up about me. I ain't never been pumped up about me. And now ain't no one gonna take that away. I'm team me all day, every fucking day. Cause that's who got my back. If everyone turned their back on me, I can't turn back my back on myself. So it's different this time around. When men compliment me, or men, you know, may look at me and want to, I don't know, have sex with me, or they're physically attracted to me, or whatever. It's different because now I know. I have a knowing about myself. I'm not just going to be all gullible and vulnerable and naive and, oh, he likes me. No, he don't like you. And I want women to know and understand the difference between a man liking you and a man using you, or liking what you give him. There's a major difference. So 7 years of celibacy has been the best 7 years for me. I'm not crying. I'm not depressed. I'm not down on myself. I'm not feeling worthless. I'm not feeling invaluable. I'm not feeling like I'm not enough. I'm not feeling like, oh, I'm too dark. Oh, my hair is too nappy. Oh, my teeth aren't straight enough. My body ain't this enough. I ain't got this much money. I'm not feeling any of that. I'm feeling very sufficient. Sufficient. Because I'm whole. I'm not a hoe, but whole. W-H-O-L-E. I'm feeling good about me. Something that I didn't grow up feeling. I didn't grow up feeling that. I didn't grow up feeling it in my teens, in my 20s, in my 30s. Ain't that wild? A lot of us ain't feeling good about ourselves. So we're making choices and decisions based on how we feel about ourselves. The man that you let and crawl up in you, that ain't got shit to offer you but some dick. That's how you feel about yourself, baby. That's how you feel about yourself. That's what you think you're worth. Is that it? We make choices based on how we feel about ourselves. And that's in everything. Well, how we eat. If we're excessive in alcohol. Our living conditions. A lot of things. A lot of areas in our lives. The choices are based off how we feel about ourselves. How do you feel about yourself? Are you afraid to feel good about yourself? Are you afraid people are going to think that you're too arrogant, or you're too that, or she thinks she's this, or she thinks she's that? Yeah, what else are you supposed to think about yourself? Are you supposed to think lowly? And I think another thing, a lot of people want you to feel bad about yourself. They don't want you to feel good about yourself. Like, who are you to feel good about you? No, I'm going to feel good about my damn self all day, every day. Because that's who I got to look at when I'm in the mirror. That's who I got to lay down with. That's who I got to take care of. and I want to take damn good care of me. Celibacy ain't a life sentence. It ain't jail. If anything, it could save you from a lot of heartache. It can give you so much clarity. Things that you're not gonna think about when you're digmatized. When you're digmatized, you're sitting in the corner, you know, rubbing your fingers across your lips. You're silly. You ain't thinking. When you are out of that and your emotions are clear, you start to think about things like, wow, why did I even have sex with him? A lot of times, your question, why did I even have sex with him? Why? Was it really because you wanted to feel good? You wanted pleasure? Or is there some other deep-rooted cause? I know the cause is why I was having sex. It wasn't always for pleasure, because believe me, a lot of my experiences was not pleasurable. That was whack as fuck. But here I am, legs up in the air, not even being satisfied. Just, girl, no. So if you haven't thought about being celibate, I'd say do it. I recommend it. Do it for 3 months. Just see how you feel. Just see what kind of choices you start making. Start really focusing on yourself and really evaluating how you feel about yourself. Because that's what it boils down to. RX for Confidence is a personal development brand. Personal development. We are here to evolve. We're not here to stay the same, doing low vibrational. Hey, that's the terms. Low vibrational actions and choices. We're not here to do that. We're here to rise. RX for Confidence, personal development brand. Here to help you rise. So, what you think? What's your thoughts? How you feel about what I said? I want you to let me know. And we can continue this discussion. I'm on Instagram at RXForConfidence_podcast. I'm on TikTok at RXForConfidence. You can email me at Tamika, that's TAMIKA, at RXForConfidence.com. I'm here. I'm here to talk. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. And yeah, you let me know. Share. Also share the podcast. Share with other people. Let's start a conversation. All right. You guys have a good one. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.